Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, due to the impending weather today, let's move up the start time for Indiana Louisville to 5:05 as Chris Lemonis' 19th-ranked Hoosiers take on number 7 Louisville, Chris's former club, and Chris well remembers the 3-game sweep by the Hoosiers over the Redbirds. He was in the other dugout. Indiana, as a matter of fact, has won the last 4 in the series. Indiana 15-5 after splitting a pair at Penn State over the weekend, and the 12-game winning streak by the boards, but it's time now to start a new one. Craig Didelo is leading Indiana at the plate, hitting .359, but his on-base percentage is .419. As a club after 20, Indiana's hitting a modest .286 at the dish, but the Hoosiers have scored 120 runs, 48 more than its opponents. And breaking it down further, .361 against just .286 by the opponents in that all-important on-base percentage department.
On-base percentage is huge, and we're a very aggressive offense, but we want to be aggressive to good pitches, and that's what we're starting to see a lot more with these guys.
Taking the extra base, you're setting yourself up for, well, any one of your 9 players, Chris, to knock them in.
No, very true. And we're trying to take the extra base. We practice base running every day, and I feel like it's the X factor, like special teams in football. If you can run the bases, man, it really helps you out. Day-to-day, taking the extra base. We scored from first base numerous times, which we take a lot of pride in with some of our faster guys. But it's been a good effort, 1-9.
That's IU manager Chris Lemonis. Again, game time moved up to 5:05 today. The Hoosiers are 6-0 out at the Bart, 45-8 overall, taking us back to when it was built 2 years ago. But here's a stat: in March since 2013, Indiana is a robust 43-7, 12-1 this year. And as I say, time to start a new winning streak. I'm Joe Smith.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
You know, All-American has a great ring to it, and after 3 previous trips to the NCAA Wrestling Championships, redshirt senior Taylor Walsh was not going to be denied here in 2015, and he wasn't. He was denied, yes, a national title after losing this past weekend over in St. Louis at 165 to a guy from Oklahoma State who hadn't even lost a match all year. But Taylor persevered and came away with his All-American label, quite pleasing to watch for his head coach, the veteran Dwayne Goldman.
Taylor has always been one to step up to the big stage, and as you mentioned last year, you know, he wrestled a very good tournament. Sure. It was unfortunate he got a knee injury, you know, kind of partway through, which, while it wasn't something that needed surgery or anything like that, it definitely, you know, it hindered his abilities a little bit. And
you know, when you recruited him, he out of Cherry Hill, New Jersey, he was noted as a guy that was going to put somebody on their back and record a lot of pins.
And you know, we had a very proficient pinner in Victor Sveda, and Taylor has just really obliterated that. He's been at the top of the charts every year nationally in that pin category, and he's got a special gift in that he really knows how to get that guy's shoulders down to the mat. He's an incredible pinner, and you know, I don't know if we'll ever see the likes of him again in this program or even nationwide. It's pretty amazing.
Well, indeed it was. And as Dwayne mentioned, he just obliterated Victor Zveda's previous pin record. And we'll be talking with Taylor later tonight on Sports Talk, along with NCAA diving champion Jessica Parato, and a little IU water polo with the veteran himself, Barry King. We'll start a little past 6 from Yogi's. I'm Joe Smith.